Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Have you ever achieved something extraordinary and then moved on so quickly that you never fully experienced it? Have you ever reached a goal that you once would have given anything for, only to immediately focus on the next responsibility, the next challenge, the next target, or that next problem to solve? And have you ever had such an amazing life that when you reflected on it, noticing that other people were admiring, feeling deeply grateful, but then knowing there was something so much more? Not more to do, not more to prove, and not more to accumulate, but to simply feel that there's something more. More life, more fulfillment, more freedom, more meaning, and more of you. I believe that this may be one of the most common experiences among extraordinary people, because somewhere along the way, many of us become masters at creating. Yet we forget how to fully experience what we have already created. Think about that. Pause for just a moment. There was once a time when something you now call normal felt impossible. A goal, a relationship, a responsibility, a new role, a title, a new business, a capability that was beyond what you have ever given yourself permission for, a level of income, or even a new vision. And at one point, it existed only in your imagination. Then it existed as part of your reality. But now, today, it feels ordinary. Not because it became smaller, but because you became familiar with it. And familiarity is one of the most powerful forces in our human experience. It also is the most understood. Because what becomes familiar often becomes invisible. Not literally invisible, but how many of you heard out of sight, out of mind? The things we once celebrated become expected. The things we once dreamed about become normal. And the things we once considered extraordinary become part of our everyday reality. And without realizing it, we stop experiencing them. We stop acknowledging them, expanding them, and seeing them on all new levels. And that is where our conversation begins today. Not with strategy, not productivity, not with performance or optimization, but with awareness. Because awareness changes what becomes available, and what becomes available changes everything. So what fascinates me about this is that it just doesn't happen with achievements. It happens with everything in life. Our strengths, our gifts, our influence, relationships, leadership, most of all, capacity. The very things that make us extraordinary often become the things that we stop noticing. And in the moment that we stop noticing them, we stop expanding them. And we repeat a vicious cycle, a cycle of familiarity, of success that's comfortable and real, absolutely. But yet within, we seek constant expansion and fuller expression. Now think about your own life for a moment. I'm going to ask you a few questions. How many things do you do today that a younger version of you would consider pretty remarkable? How many responsibilities do you carry today that once would have overwhelmed you? How many decisions do you make today that once felt impossible? How many lives do you impact without ever fully acknowledging the ripple effect of your original choice? And how many problems can you solve that once would have stopped you in your tracks? I see you. And yet, for many extraordinary people, these things no longer feel extraordinary. They simply feel normal. Now, this is not humility. This is familiarity. And familiarity has consequences because human beings do not expand what they can no longer see or feel. We do not celebrate what we no longer notice. We do not consciously create from what we have unconsciously normalized. This is a strategy within our understanding of who we are and what we desire, not a strategy that some business owner could put forth to change how they traverse to their next levels of greatness. And this is where I believe many high performers become confused. They assume it's a new strategy, a new plan, a new system, a new tactic, or a new answer. And sometimes those pieces are part of the process, part of the puzzle. But they often assume that the issue is strategy alone. The issue is that their perception has not yet caught up with their reality. Their awareness has not caught up with their capability, and their experience has not caught up with their vision. They have become so busy creating life that they have stopped experiencing the magnitude of what they have already created. And when that happens, something interesting occurs. The nervous system remains in pursuit, constricted, resisting everything that we are asking it to do. The mind remains focused on the next objective. The identity remains attached to achieving, doing, 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 not at all focused on the being. And at that present moment becomes a little bridge to the next destination, which means that even your extraordinary life can begin to feel ordinary, not because it is at all, but because you are no longer being fully experienced. And that realization could change how you see everything. That is why I share this with you, because I have lived it. If I had normalized things that I once felt impossible, what else am I normalizing? Ask yourself the same question. What strengths in your own self have you stopped seeing? What influence are you underestimating? What possibilities would become invisible simply because they became familiar? And you allowed that. Perhaps even a bigger question emerges. What if the gap between where we are and what is available is not a strategy gap at all? What if it's an awareness gap, a perception gap, or a capacity gap? Not the capacity to do more, to see more, to receive more, to experience more, to recognize more, the availability to become more of you, not the you that the world told you to be, but the you that is the fire within, that has created all of the magnificent you've already accomplished. Because the moment something becomes visible, everything changes. Everything. And that is where science behind all of this is incredibly interesting. Because what we experience personally, science has been observing for decades. The brain is designed for efficiency, not expansion. Efficiency. And anything repeated often enough then becomes automated. And once we consciously notice something, it becomes unconscious and turns into our operating system. Where we go from when we don't have to think about it at all, where what once required effort now becomes routine. What once captured our attention fades into the background.
I am waiting to hear back from Brandy Bridget's assistant. He did send me one of the...
Not because it disappeared, but because the brain no longer needs to prioritize it. Think about driving a vehicle. At first, every moment requires your attention. Every mirror, every turn, every decision, what's in your rearview mirror, what's happening around you. Then eventually you arrive somewhere and you realize that you barely even remember the drive or how you got there because the brain automated your familiar. The same thing happens in our lives. The same thing happens in business, leadership, relationships. The same thing happens in our greatness. What becomes familiar receives less attention. And what receives less attention receives less conscious appreciation. Because what receives less conscious appreciation then receives less intentional expansion. And suddenly, everything extraordinary becomes ordinary. Not because it is, but because it became familiar. Mr. Bob Proctor spent decades teaching this simple truth. We don't see the world as it is. We see the world through the paradigms that we have accepted. The beliefs, the assumptions, the stories, the identities, the filters through which we interpret reality. Neville Goddard taught some of the same principles from another perspective. Change your consciousness and your world changes. Not because the world changed at all, but because your perception changed. You became available to something you previously could not see. And even quantum science points us toward a fascinating possibility. Observation influences experience, and attention influences outcome. What we become available to expands. Different disciplines, different language, but remarkably similar conclusions. Human beings do not experience all of reality. Human beings experience the reality they are capable of perceiving. Let me repeat that. Human beings experience the reality they are capable of receiving. And that realization stopped me. Because if perception shapes our experience, and awareness influences what becomes available, and attention expands what we notice, then perhaps the greatest limitation is not outside of us at all. Perhaps the greatest limitation is what has become invisible through familiarity. And that is where the title of this presentation finally begins to make sense. Capacity is the constraint, not strategy. Not the capacity to work harder or the capacity to carry more, the capacity to achieve more or perceive more, but to recognize more, to receive more, and to become available to more of you and your greatness. Because the moment something becomes visible, new possibilities emerge. New decisions, actions, outcomes. And not because the strategy changed first, but because the awareness changed first. And awareness is what expands capacity. So before we talk about creating more, I want to ask you something. What if the greatness that you seek is not something you need to build? What if it's something you need to see and feel? What if the greatness that you seek is not something that you need to learn? What if it's something you already know and simply need to remember? Pieces of you that have yet to be revealed behind the curtain. Pause with that. Be brutally honest with yourself and reflect. Because most people spend their lives pursuing what they believe they don't yet possess. More success, influence, fulfillment, freedom, impact, confidence, clarity, even purpose. Yet what if many of the things that we seek already exist in forms that we've simply not recognized, that have existed all along within us? Think about the people who trust you, the lives that you've influenced, the wisdom that you've earned, the resilience that you've developed, and the courage that you've demonstrated. Let's not forget the problems that you solve almost effortlessly today that once felt impossible. What if all of those are not ordinary at all? What if they never were? What if they only appear ordinary because you experience them day after day after day? One of the greatest paradoxes of human potential is that we are often the least qualified person to accurately measure our own greatness. Everyone else sees pieces of us that we can't see. Everyone else notices the gifts that we dismiss. Everyone else recognizes the strengths that we call normal, and the experiences and value that we have become blind to. We experience it consistently, and constant exposure creates familiarity. Imagine standing behind Niagara Falls every day. Eventually, you stop hearing the water, not because the power and the water disappears, but because you've adapted to it. Imagine living beside the ocean your entire life. Eventually, you stop noticing the waves, not because they stop moving at all, but because they became familiar. Now imagine that same principle applied to your gifts, your leadership, your influence, and your capacity. Your intuition, your creativity, your ability to inspire and create and solve, your ability to love, serve, and transform lives. What if the very things that you've made extraordinary have become the things you notice least? And what if, just what if, everything that I'm sharing with you today has the smallest bit of truth in it? You figuring out how much awareness changes everything. Because the moment we recognize something, we can expand it. And the moment we appreciate something, we can amplify it. And the moment we become conscious of something, we become intentional with it. This is not about ego. This is not about self-importance or about believing that you're better than anyone else. It is about accurately observing what already exists, because underestimating your greatness serves no one. Underestimating your gifts serves no one. Underestimating your influence serves no one. And underestimating your impact serves no one. Perhaps there are many extraordinary people unintentionally limiting themselves, not because they think too highly of themselves at all, but because they've come too familiar with their greatness that they no longer see. And when they notice you paying attention, slowing down, sharing the new observations and awareness you gain, imagine that going viral. The impact on humanity for the choice that you take in that moment to see things differently. And when that's true, ask yourself, what else have I underestimated? What possibilities have I dismissed before? What dreams have I delayed? What opportunities have I reduced? And what future have you talked yourself out of because it appeared too large? Now is the time. Now is the time to grasp upon those seeds that might have been planted and covered by a whole lot of fertilizer. You know which word I can use there. Because every extraordinary achievement in your life was once beyond your perception. Every single one. Every idea has two births, one in our mind and one in our reality. At what point are you not seeing yourself do your greatness? At what point can you not imagine you carrying the magnificence of more of your activated genius? And at what point imagine perceiving you becoming standing in a space of freedom you've never understood, of grace and ease and flow? Yet you're here today, here for me to share with you the gifts and the wisdom that I have gained, which means your life already contains that evidence because you're present in this space. There's an evidence that your perception expands, that your capacity expands, that your reality expands, evidence that you are far more than you once believed is possible. So the question is not, can I create more? But the question is, how can more become available when I stop measuring possibility through the lens of familiarity? And that brings us back to the title of my conversation today. Capacity is not the constraint. Excuse me, capacity is the constraint, not strategy. For years, I believed capacity meant doing more, carrying more, achieving more, and managing more. But I've come to see and understand capacity very differently. It's our ability to receive, to perceive, to recognize and experience, and to become available for more of what already exists. So if all of this is true, what are you going to do next? And the most important question becomes, what is your next level of greatness? Because remember, the extraordinary is rarely absent. It's simply unrecognized. Thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.